Lads, what are you having? Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the Pub Football Podcast. I'm Martin.
I'm Dan.
And what a cracking week of football.
Blinding.
Eh?
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Up until Sunday lunchtime.
Why is that?
Nice view today we've got.
Why is that?
Oh, no reason, mate. Should we just crack on with Saturday's games?
Yeah, then where should we begin?
Let's start with the lunchtime kickoff, mate, and go to Stoke Leicester, shall we?
Okay, let's go there.
The highly anticipated one with all the goals.
Stoke City versus Leicester City.
2-2.
Mr. Hughes.
Here we go. Leave Sparky alone.
Mr. Poole.
Well, yeah, he just... Well, he done all right.
It was a cracking game, wasn't it, this one?
It was a good game, actually. It was quite open. For a 2-2 draw, it was quite open. End-to-end stuff.
And this result is the... It's been like this for the past, what, three or four matches? It's ended 2-2?
Yeah, I think it's been... No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I don't know where you're getting your stats from, but I would complete. They drew last year.
Yeah, 2-2.
Brilliant. What about the 2-0 Leicester win and the 3-0 Leicester win?
Then this is the second time this has happened.
Brilliant. Do not take that out.
Right.
Anyway, going back.
Yeah, no, Leicester started well, didn't they, with 33 minutes?
Yeah, looking good. Mahrez is looking back to his old self.
Yeah, well, the manager seems to be taking care of him. He knows he could lose him in January, so he's looking after his star man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's starting to 150th appearance for Leicester today, or Saturday, not time of recording.
Stat
it's
man.
Not live.
Statman.
Motti. but yeah, he seems to be almost taking up the role of a number 10 almost. Whereas we've seen him in the last couple of seasons, he's been deployed as a wide man.
He's been used as a hazard, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Really, for Leicester.
And he seems to be popping up
similar
in that number 10.
Player.
Yeah, picking up in that number 10 role, just behind Vardy.
Shadow striker?
Not so much, but anyone's got to do something because fucking Vardy ain't.
No,
he seems to have...
He should have scored a few in this one, really, shouldn't he? He had a few good chances.
Oh, same as most weeks, he just ain't been taking them as well as he used to be, but... I think Leicester have got a lot to thank old Mr. Gray for. No, not the book.
No, I think then. I was, what are you on about?
Yeah. Mr. Gray, step into my room. No, step into the box. I'll score a goal.
Yeah.
Feed in today.
Well taken first goal, wouldn't it?
Mm. Well worked, yep. Can't take anything away from him. But...
I mean, Stoke City come back into it, didn't they? Mr. Shaqiri, Mr. Calf Muscles himself.
Mr. Calf Muscles indeed. He's he's a funny one, old Shaqiri.
He's like the guy at West Ham, isn't he?
What, Bilic, gone?
No.
Oh.
Arnautovic. He should be doing a lot better considering the teams he's played for.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's what I thought. He doesn't seem to contribute a lot.
No.
He's probably, I'm not going to say he is the highest paid player, but he's got to be one of.
You've got some cracking players in this team, haven't they, Stoke City?
They seem to attract him. It's probably because they've got a great manager. That's never under pressure.
Here we go. you look at their team.
Jack Butland, England number one.
Butland, Shawcross is back. They've got Zouma in there. Wimmer,
like him from Tottenham.
Tottenham.
Surprised they let him go.
We did criticise him.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, 18 million. Quote us on that one.
That's a lot of money still for someone who ain't got a lot of tape.
Yeah.
But you got the United rejects, and you across the middle. Diouf. What's he doing at right wing?
I don't know.
He's a striker.
They took him off.
Surely they've got them two mixed up, innit?
No.
Oh, Chubba Chub's supposed to be out there. Okay. Darren Fletcher as well. Fair enough. But no, I don't. There you are, love. But no, I think Shaqiri should be with his...
The Welsh Perlo in the middle, isn't it?
Welsh Perlo or the Italian Allen. I'm getting that on a T-shirt, the Italian Allen. I love that.
Alongside Fletcher. quite a good pairing, that, isn't it?
That's not a bad pairing, to be fair. Mm. I mean, you've got a mix of experience, quality, title winner, and you've got Joe next to him. But no, Shaqiri, I think with his pedigree and, like you say, with his CV, he should be scoring more, at least setting more up, having bigger influences on games.
And you've got Shaqiri, and then you've got the Egyptian guy alongside Salah? Him. Is he Egyptian?
I don't know.
I think he got him on loan from Egyptian side or something like that.
Oh, okay. Not Salah, though?
No.
Is he?
Yeah, the Egyptian professional, yeah.
Check you out.
I only know it because he's quite a legend on Football Manager, to be honest.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not his name. But then, you can't mention legends and not mention Crouchy.
No, well, yeah, coming on.
Crouchy popping up with a...
Well, it's all about Mahrez's goal.
Oh, yeah.
It's good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Down the right-hand side, don't let the lad cut in on his left-hand side. He will score.
Yeah, defenders fall down.
I don't know. I'm not sure if Butland should have done a bit better with it, to be fair. It seems to have... It's more gone through and then gone past him. But
yeah, I think they said on Match of the Day they should have saw him out. I think it was Wimmer. He went towards it. Or was it Peters? He went towards him rather than away from him, cutting off his angle.
Yeah, if you keep Mahrez on his right foot, he's not so much of a danger. Put him on his left foot and he can create miracles. But Butland, all the same, still going to be my number one for England.
Is he going to Russia?
He's going to Russia. He's grey.
That's what our World Cup podcast is going to be called.
Is he going on the plane?
Is he going to Russia?
No, but is Grey going on the plane? Mr. Grey.
Damari.
At 50,000 feet.
Is he?
50 Shades of Grey. I'd like to say he is. I think he might. Yes, he's English.
I had to check.
He's going. I reckon he might. But to be fair, Butland did pull off a great save at 1-0. Which,
yeah,
in a grand concept of things, doesn't mean fuck all because it ended up 2-2.
Well, Stoke should have had a few in this, shouldn't they? Well, then again, Leicester should have as well, didn't he? Vardy missed a sitter.
Yeah, Vardy's gone off the ball, all we were saying. But Kasper Schmeichel with a big last-minute save.
Yeah, wasn't it just...
It was literally last minute.
Last save of the game.
Yeah, cleared the ball and the old referee blew for the whistle.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a rarity. That was nice to see as well. Referee getting subbed. Did you see that?
Was it this game?
Yeah, he pulled his calf or something. Or
yeah.
Substituted himself off.
The fourth official didn't look too pleased that he had to go.
Yeah, he had to actually work for his fucking money. But Stoke come back twice. Good point.
Will Shawcross go to Russia?
Pardon?
Shawcross.
That's a bloody good point. I don't think he will. I think there's too many.
Bit clumsy.
Yeah, he's almost like a Southgate.
Ooh.
Oh, no, that's a bit harsh.
Yeah, we could do without him going to Russia and missing
Southgate
a penalty.
Was watching this game, actually. Yeah.
Could do without him going out there missing a penalty, though, can we?
I don't know. Sure, who else you got there? You're going to play for it about... Oh, no, there's far too many players. Keane's just been called up. I can't believe Keane weren't in the squad. Michael Keane. Keane?
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't in the initial squad, but he's been called up now. I don't know who's replacing.
No, we'll check out the England squad.
No, we'll do that next week.
Well, we can check it out towards the end of the show.
But, Ndidi.
Yeah, well.
I've got to mention him.
Ndidi.
Taking up Kante's mantle already, I think. In the middle of the Leicester's midfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think...
I see him.
There you go. Christ, you're bringing fuck all this week. Jesus.
Internet slow.
Should have done your research at home, mate. Just saying.
Yeah, Nigerian footballer.
Mm. Loads of energy.
20 years of age.
Is he only 20?
Yeah.
Holy shit. They'll sell him in the summer. He'll go for 30, 40 million.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
Less than now, a good...
bargain. Transfer. Well, money spinner.
Ball winning midfielder, really.
Okay. Yeah, but there you go.
They brought on Berino as well.
Dude, that bloke is shit.
Brought him on. They didn't bring Jesse on.
No.
Or Martins Indy.
No, because he's the defender. If you're trying to win a game, you don't defend.
Well, no, he's more of a wing-back, isn't he?
Yeah, Bruno's Indy. He's a Football Manager legend, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a bit.
Yeah.
There's a lot... Their bench isn't bad, look. Ain't bad, is
Charlie Adams still there?
Yeah.
Is he still going?
Yeah, he's still going.
Fair play to the old boy.
Yeah, it's a strange one, that one, isn't it? Really, bringing on a short man.
Yeah.
Obviously, Peter Crouch come out with the equaliser.
In a nutshell, didn't do anything when he come on.
No, he was a bit isolated on that. Well, he's picking the ball up from deep, and he's just trying to run with it, and don't know. He's not suited to the Leicester team, really. Like when he played for City, he was in amongst the box, wasn't he? With this, he's got to work a lot more.
He's got to work, and he hasn't got the quality of player around him. I think that's going to have a massive effect on most players.
I mean, the Leicester manager, he's had a good start, hasn't he? 4 points.
4 points from two games.
Yeah, not bad. He's still got the feel of his players still, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still trying to put his imprint on them, to say.
January, I think you'll start to see the...
He'll probably bring in a couple that he actually wants.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be backed, isn't he?
They're going to have to, aren't they?
Yeah, but they don't need a lot, really, Leicester, do they?
Well, they need a miracle for their next game, though, at home to Man City. Anyway... Poor. Stoke travel to Brighton. Monday night football.
That's a must win.
That's a big game for them.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Brighton
are fancy that.
They've turned themselves around a bit, haven't they, Stoke? They were going on a backward run.
Yeah, where are we going with this?
Hey.
Well, you know where I'm going with this.
I think Hughes has done a good job, really.
Yay! Super Hughes. Leave him alone.
He's turned it around, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. He didn't have anything to turn around. He was fine.
I had his back all season.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Right from the word off, I said, you know what, that guy's going to be there.
You go back one episode and quote me that.
We're not going to do that.
Right, shall we travel on?
Yeah, go on, what's the next one?
To the exciting games. All from now, 1-0s.
Yeah.
Look at that, I was 5 goals off getting all these results right. Yeah. I called a draw on all these.
Yeah. We'll leave betting out of this, eh?
Yeah, mate, my betting's shocking. Oh, I did win this weekend, though. I won £40.
Did you?
Yep.
What did you spend it on?
2 pints, pretty much. Swansea-Brighton.
Swansea?
Yeah, it's definitely Swansea-Brighton.
You took me surprise. I thought we were going to Newcastle. But...
Nah, Swansea-Brighton. 2 birds.
Okay, you have to walk me through this one.
I ain't walking you. Tammy. I'm just going off the bat. I love this man. He was unlucky in this game, actually, to be fair.
Worked hard for Swansea, didn't he?
He always does. He does. Here you go. Stat attack. Put me Motti coat on. 70% of Swansea's goals this season have come from Tammy Abraham, either assisting or scoring.
There you go, isn't he? It's good, isn't he?
He's going on the plane, mate.
He's got to.
Put him on the plane.
He's just got to get Gareth Southgate to watch him.
Oh, yeah. And another bloke that's going on the plane then.
Who?
Glenn Murray,
yeah.
Yeah, man. 4-3.
Popped up again with a winner.
He did score off his knee.
Yeah, well, every goal counts, doesn't it? Just punted it through.
He did direct it very well. but Brighton, I'm beating him 4 now. Not marching on. It's a good win against, so I think that's a very good win at Swansea as well.
They won in week 9, didn't they?
Yes, I'm going to say they did.
And then I'm guessing drew in week 8.
Form guide, here we go. Here's the form guide. Drew 1. Oh yeah, the last time they lost was away at Arsenal. That is that's
not bad, is it?
Decent. They beat Newcastle, they beat the Hammers, West Ham, for your intercontinental listeners, because there are a few. And drew with Southampton. That's not fucking hell. Do you know what I mean? And you got promoted this season. That's fucking banging.
Looking at the shot count and everything like that, the chances created, I think Swansea should have done a lot better in this game. I think Brighton just soaked up a lot of the pressure.
Yeah. Both teams only had 2 shots on target. That's pretty shit, innit?
I think Chris Hughton's side knows how to defend, doesn't he? He's well organised at the back.
We go well back with Chris Hughton, didn't we? Remember seeing him at Dover when he brought Tottenham whatever's over, didn't he?
Mm.
But late on, Swansea at the bar, didn't they? Should have finished it, really. Should have killed it. Well, they've got a point out of it, but...
Oh, yeah, that's a talking point for this game. How poor Swansea set pieces were.
Oh, yeah.
I did see this bit.
Oh, Clement wasn't happy. He was...
Could not get one ball off the ground.
And if they did, it was overhit, and overhit by a long way.
Really, really poor.
Yeah, he was not happy. But I've got to mention this bloke, I think, well, with the exception of Glenn Murray, Gross for Brighton.
Gross. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's... 5 in 10 assists now.
All to Murray.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. But he's
good partnership. 4-4-2.
He's he got mentioned pre-season. I don't think we mentioned. Oh, we must have mentioned him on our first ramble on. But kind of brought in from nowhere. A lot of people were saying that he wouldn't last the season there and all the rest of it. But I think they're now saying it'll probably be the other way. He'll be going because he's had such a good impact. He seems very, very apt for the Premier League. Pascal Gross. Oh, he's German.
He's German,
oh,
yeah.
God, no. He ain't going to play on Friday. But 26 years old, he's got amongst the goals as well, to be fair. 12 appearances, 3 goals. But he looks very capable of playing in the Premier League. He seems to be enjoying himself at Brighton. It's a lovely place, been there a couple of times.
Yeah.
Mentioned that before and all. But, where'd you go with a 1-0 win?
Yeah, Bruno done well again, didn't he? 37 years of age.
Oh, there you go. 37, still knocking it about.
At right back to add that as well.
Old school right back, none of this win back malarkey.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way he's playing, isn't it? It is
4-4-2.
It's a basic 4-4-2.
Yeah. Break us down. Two banks of four.
Knockhart on one side and Izquierdo on the
That sounds like some
left.
Sort of cheap vodka.
It is, yeah.
Oh, there's a bottle of it there, look.
Yeah. And old Duncan Duffy at the back as well.
Oh, I thought we were going to get through an episode without you creaming over Duncan Duffy.
Dunk's English.
He ain't going on the plane, mate. If Shawcross ain't he, oh, I'll tell you what, he's probably got... Oh,
we're going to have a team full of centre-backs.
Yeah, and none of them can fucking play together. All right, let's go on to the next exciting game. Southampton Burnley, shall we go there? I'm just working my way up the list, so down the list, mate. Southampton Burnley, it's right there, mate.
Oh, what an exciting game this was.
I've got some good notes on it, mate. What about you? Yeah, Sean Dyche. 5 years in charge of Burnley.
Oh, it takes him in the top six, this result as well, doesn't it?
There you go.
Yeah.
I ain't got that written down. Well done. But, Sean Dyche obviously linked with
every vacancy at the moment.
Yeah. Everton, West Ham. I think we rambled on last week about him going, but I don't... Is it really worth mentioning? He ain't going nowhere, is he?
No, I think that job's earmarked now for Big Sam, isn't it? The Everton job.
Really?
Mm.
Are you serious?
That's what I was reading this morning.
Sam Allardyce. He would have to pay Crystal Palace money. He's genuine.
Is he on gardening leave, is he?
Something like that. He's got something written into his contract. If he takes up another job within a certain amount of time, he has to pay Crystal Palace X amount of money.
I'm sure Everton would pay it for him. If that's the guy they want.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just saying.
A compo.
But, that was it. Yeah. I remember. I don't
He's getting himself in amongst it again, isn't he? He's doing match of the day again and that as well.
He looked quite happy.
Yeah. Relaxed.
Yeah.
No bribes there.
Right. Careful.
Yeah, Southampton, though. Same as last year. And they enough chances at all.
Oh, the atmosphere in the stadium. I watched it. Oh, I watched bits of it.
Always used to be quite a good atmosphere in there.
Do you know what I mean? I remember my my uncle taking me to the Dell a couple of times, and he used to, I mean, that's old school ground, like proper small pitch, but not a small club, but he used to rock that place, but we went to St Mary's, didn't we?
10 years ago today.
Shit.
10 years ago today, we went to see...
Charlton.
Charlton versus Southampton.
At St Mary's.
Yeah. That not long open, did it?
No. Yeah.
It was a new stadium, yeah.
New stadium, but yeah, it was flat, mate. It was... It must be our going to places, I'll say Old Trafford, going to Wembley's, your Stamford Bridges, and getting an atmosphere like that, and then playing at home at St Mary's, and it being like a fucking library. But
is it the fans? Was it not full?
No, I think it is full. I think they sell it out every week, or close
place
to.
To watch.
Yeah, I think it is a cheaper one, but there's just no noise created in that stadium. I don't know if they've...
You're looking at their 11 there as well. They haven't got exciting players, have they, really? Redmond and Bertrand down one side.
Bufal, I like
Bufal.
Him. He seems quite... I've got to say, Nathan Redmond in this game, he was decent.
Gabbardini. I mean, he gets the crowd going, though, doesn't he?
He should do, but he...
They miss Graziano Pella, don't they?
I miss Pella. Miss him. Do you know what I mean? There's so many players that I miss, like Bale and Crouch and...
He got a good team, isn't they? Charlie Austin, come on.
Completely went over your fucking head, didn't it? Don't mind. Moving on.
Charlie Austin, come on.
Yeah, I like him.
Shane Long as well.
Just kind of chucking goal scorers in the mix and it's not happening for him. But
should be doing a lot better than now. They should be banging them in a bit more.
Got Van Dijk back in the team. Yoshida, I like him. Saws at right back. He got linked with old Barca, didn't he?
Did he?
At the start of the season, yeah. Cedric Saws.
James Ward-Prowse, he came on.
He should be starting for me.
Creative player, and he's a
football manager.
Yeah, always a legend on there. He's a bit like a better version of Wilshere, I think. Better version.
Really?
Yeah.
Big statement.
Yeah.
But
should be.
I mean, you look at their midfield. That ain't a bad midfield when you kind of break it down. That Tadic is quality.
Romeo,
he come from Chelsea. I like him. He's
gets about the pitch a bit. He's a lot like Matic.
Yeah, he'll break it up.
Yeah, doesn't get as further forward, but you can half hit him from outside the box though.
He has scored some pearl, isn't he? But Boufal, I like that Boufal. I think he'll go on to bigger and better things.
Do you think it's the manager in this one then? Well, last year it was Puel there, and they said they didn't play boring. They played boring football, though. He did get to a cup final
and eighth in the Premier League.
The highest. Yeah.
I think they were mad to let him go. I think I don't know what else.
He was building, wasn't he, really?
I don't know what that board expect.
Well, Pochettino. They miss him, don't they?
Any club would. That he's a fucking fantastic manager.
He's the one who turned Southampton round, wasn't he?
Mm.
For me, anyway.
But you look at that and you think, that's not bad. But like you say, Gabby Adini, he hasn't... I think the last time he had a decent performance was probably against United in the cup final, wasn't it?
Mm.
They got that lad on the bench, isn't it? A Danish lad. Pierre-Emil Højbjerg. He's quite good. He picked him up on Football Manager a couple of times. Pronunciation was bang on then.
Steve McQueen as well.
That's Sam McQueen.
Ah, I've got S McQueen on.
You're a twat. Fuck's sake, if you're going to try and be funny, get it right. But no, Yoshida. Basically, end of the day, Southampton should be doing fucking better.
But then you look at Burnley's team, a well-organised team, aren't they, really? Okay, well, it's a basic formation as well, isn't it?
It's Sean Dyche's team.
4-4-1-1. Basic, isn't it? Yeah. Pope Sean and goal Dyche. Still.
Fifth year anniversary. Congratulations. One of the longest serving managers in English football. That's horrendous. The game itself, though, do you know what I mean? My stat attack here. Neither goalkeeper was called into action in the first 30 minutes of the game.
Glad I didn't watch it.
I'm glad I wouldn't fucking play in it. Jesus. But
what's that do for a goalkeeper?
Nick Pope's back.
What's that do for a goalkeeper though, if he's just sitting there watching?
Concentration. We'll come on to that later with a City game. All Jesus right. Christ. Can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
But
Nick Pope again. Awesome, isn't he? Do you think Tommy will get back in?
No.
No.
I genuinely don't. He'll have to have a fuck up and a half to get dropped now.
Oh, just you go. He's 25.
What, Pope?
Yeah.
He's going, I'll tell you what, outside shot, he'll go.
Do you think?
I think if he keeps Heaton out of the team, he goes. He's had a fucking great season.
Instead of Heaton, because Heaton was in the top three, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he'll take Heaton's place at Burnley and on the plane.
Big shout.
Yeah. But no, I really do like it. He's made some really top, top quality saves. There's a lot of good saves in the Premier League this weekend, to be fair.
It was a cracking goal, wasn't it? Great ball in from Robbie Brady.
Yeah. And it was a
left foot in swinger.
And stonking then, header. They were probably the best header of the weekend, this was.
Who got the header?
Folks.
He was facing away from the goal, wasn't he?
Yeah. And he's
facing away.
Generated a lot of power from it.
Yeah, bottom corner keeper had no chance on it, did he? Foster.
I don't know, man. He just seemed to... I think I might be being a bit harsh here because I've written it down. I think it looked like he reacted a bit late to it.
Did he?
Yeah,
didn't expect him to get his head on the ball.
Yeah,
because the ball was away from him, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was facing away from the goal, and he's
but
just...
Yeah, I don't know if I'm being a bit harsh. He just seemed to react late and have to make a bit of a scramble across. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Sean Dyche, he shook it up, didn't he? He took a bit of a gamble and put two strikers on.
Yeah, he went offensive, didn't he?
Yeah,
went offensive. Most people probably take a 0-0.
Yeah, it's not often.
Went offensive.
I'm really going
But he was almost playing like a 4-4-2 anyway. Hendricks just behind Wood.
Well, yeah. Oh, that Chris Wood, he started well, didn't he, from Leeds? Scored on his debut. And he's ain't scored since.
A bit lost in the Premier League, isn't he?
I don't think he should be. Cause he's not. He dominated the...
Who was the guy Burnley sold?
Gray. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. 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 Edit. 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 Oh, don't do this to me. Sold him to someone in the Premier League.
18 million, wasn't it?
Bournemouth. Sold him to Bournemouth, didn't they?
Bournemouth.
Burnley have only used 17 players this season.
Have they?
17.
17. That sounds like Chelsea last year.
No, it's always got to be about fucking Chelsea. Just give Burnley a bit of credit. They've only used 17, but I don't know if you. I don't know if that's credit due or not. Is that just lack of depth?
Lack of depth, lack of money.
Lack of quality.
Yeah, they're not not a pulling power, are they? I think they will be next year. I think they'll be, but then it might upset the balance, mightn't it?
Is it going to upset Dyche? That sounds busy downstairs. Should we hang a mic over there just to get a bit of atmosphere? Because it's a bit like St Mary's up here. It's fucking dead.
Right. Andre Gray.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, you got the Gray bit right.
Oh, well.
Right.
Is there 50 of them? After all that, what were we talking about?
Yeah, who did they sell?
Andre Gray. There we go.
18 million.
Are they missing him? No, because they brought in Chris Wood. He hasn't scored. Oh, yeah, he scored in his debut, but...
It's a cheap buy, though, wasn't he? Andre Gray.
He's about 16 million. Oh, Andre Gray.
No, Chris Wood, sorry.
No, he's about 16 million, wasn't he?
From Leeds.
Yeah, I'm sure he come from... Oh, no, he come from Leeds, but...
Yeah, puts him into the top six, though, didn't it? Southampton had a lot of shots on goal and possession, didn't they, as well? Didn't make it pay. 13 shots.
Not on target.
No, only three on target. God,
that's awful, isn't it?
Goalkeepers had a lot to do in that one, didn't they? Four shots
that's
in
what
total.
I'm saying. Nothing to do game. For the first 30 minutes.
Don't think they had much to do in the 90 minutes, did they?
No, that's a good fucking point.
Yeah.
Right, moving on.
A lot of corners and everything. Just didn't make it count, Southampton, did they? Just can't get a goal.
It's just, where'd you go with that? But they got Gabbiadini up front. I rate that, lad. And you think...
I think that Southampton manager, I think he'll last the year out. But I don't know if he'll be there next season, though. Because the Southampton board will react the way they did last time. Pure was only there a year.
Well, it's true.
Then this year, they've not... Well, they're unlikely to hit any cup finals.
No.
The way City are.
They ain't likely to hit any decibels either, but... But it don't get easier for Liverpool. They travel away to Liverpool when we return from the international slumber. And Burnley hosts Swansea.
Burnley win.
Exciting.
Mm.
Yeah. Next.
Great run of fixtures.
Newcastle, Bournemouth.
Newcastle.
1-0. Jesus Christ.
Both two defensive teams, aren't they?
Yeah. Hold on, let me get my notes straight.
I didn't watch this one, so you're going to have to talk through this one. I'll look at the lineup.
Yeah, you get the lineup up and I'll...
Who are we going to go for?
Gale's first start for Newcastle.
For Newcastle.
First start this season, obviously. But, yeah, I liked him in the Championship. I thought he was... Is he better suited to the Championship, though?
He done all right for Palace in the... when he was in the Premiership, though, didn't he? I think he bagged a few for them in that.
Yeah, but that was a couple of years back. Maybe he's lost it then.
Newcastle ain't got a bad team, have they, really? It's quite a solid team.
Yeah, they've got some good players in there.
A lot younger.
Yeah, their captain's, what, 23?
Is that Shelby?
No.
Who's their captain then?
Jamal.
Was he?
Off. Yeah, he got substituted in the 55th minute in this game. Don't know if it was injury or not. But he's only 23, but he's leading by example. He's quite a solid young man.
Surprised Shelby got booked again.
Shocker. He ain't going no more. I've changed my mind. He ain't going on the plane.
Too risky, isn't he?
Yeah, he's too much of a bellend now. He just gets booked for stupid, unnecessary stupidity. But
nothing they could do to influence the game in there, really, is there? Newcastle.
No, well, Begovic made some good early stops. Some fucking, again, I know, great goalkeeping. Elliot as well. I mean, goal for Newcastle equally, just a big save before half time.
It's quite an even game, wasn't it?
It was. It was just kind of just trying to cancel each other out, really. I think they were slightly off. Gale was slightly unfortunate to have his goal disallowed and come off the post.
Judged
to be offside, but yeah, you can't split that really, can you? But yeah, I think the offside for Gale's opener was a bit
harsh.
Yeah, one of them really. Kind of one day it's given, one day it's not. And I think there's quite a few decisions like that this weekend. But there you go, that's what makes football football. Both teams, one win in five games before yesterday. Saturday.
This is a valuable win for Eddie Howe, though, wasn't it?
Eddie Howe needed it.
They were in real trouble.
Oh, Callum Wilson missed a sitter as well, returning from injury.
Took him off, didn't want to risk him.
Yeah, but he missed an absolute sitter. Defoe looked good again.
He come on, did he?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
But I think he's past it now. He ain't going on the plane. But there you go. 92 minute, brilliant. 92nd minute winner, Steve Cook.
Yeah, that should have been the difference from this year having Begovic in goal, Bournemouth.
Do you reckon?
It should have been.
I think Defoe out top should have been a difference. Do you know what I mean? They strengthened him top and back.
Yeah.
But still struggling a little bit. Shame.
The way that they set up as well. They set up like it was described like an iron curtain as well when they defend.
Iron curtain.
It's pretty much every man behind the ball apart from the bloke up top.
Yeah, sorry, I was reading. I was miles away. Yeah, no, it's but they've got some good players in, and amongst it all.
And they mentioned on telly as well they're going to be put in the category of too good to go down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Do you know what I mean? They've got Ake at the back as well. Sermon, he keeps putting in some good performances. Andrew Sermon.
Mm.
Jordan Ibe, he's a bit hot and cold for me, actually, to be fair. He had a good game against Liverpool, didn't he? Showed him up a bit.
I think he would.
Joshua King. How do I forget about Josh King?
Yeah.
Ex-United.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was on the United books quite a while. I think he went to...
Just been on loan.
Yeah, I think he went to Blackburn for a bit and ended up at Bournemouth.
He's Norwegian.
Yes, he is. Well done. You know your flags of the world.
That's going to be the title for the episode.
He's Norwegian.
No, flags of the world.
Flags of the world. He's keeping Arthur Boric on the bench. I forgot, yeah, man. Begovic and Boric. Boric, football manager.
Yeah, but he's getting on a bit now, though, isn't he?
He is a bit.
He's been around a bit.
Not a Jew. What's Begovic?
They got him from Celtic.
Begovic is same age as me. Shit. And I'm sat in the boozer talking about him.
How old is he?
30. He's younger than you, mate.
Oh. Yeah, but Arthur Boric, 37.
Is he?
Mm.
Wow.
37, yeah.
Oh, he's done them.
You see why Begovic is on the...
Yeah, he's got 7 years on him for a start.
What does that result then do for Bournemouth? Does that take him out of the bottom three, or are they firmly rooted down there?
Are they firmly rooted down there? Premier League team.
And where are Newcastle?
Newcastle sit 11th. They dropped to 11th. Bournemouth climb out.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Swansea
drop him. Is that the three that I said would get relegated at the start of the season? I should write that down. I'm pretty sure that's the three I said that would get relegated.
We have recorded proof.
Did I say Stoke? I think I might have said Stoke to go down. No, because I've got faith in Sparky, that's you. Crystal Palace will get relegated for fucking sure.
Yeah, not bad start by Newcastle though, is it?
No, do you know what I mean? Mid-table, I think that's...
Good manager.
Mind you, I think we said they're going to be pushing for Europe, and I don't think that's outside.
Well, they're
a bit of a gamble. Burnley, I'm an eighth. Love that.
Newcastle are up for sale now as well, aren't they?
Yeah, some idiot will come along and buy them.
Bit of money. I think it's the last episode before that when we previewed Newcastle. We said about that Qatari-based team.
Yeah.
Looking at them.
For 300 million.
They've got the fan base. They don't
want Neymar for that.
They don't have to do anything with the fan base, so it's already there. Don't have to do what City done. Buy the fans.
Buy the fans, yeah. Make fans. More to the point. Moving on. Should we move on to the next 1-0 exciting game?
Yeah, who's this one then?
Huddersfield West Brom.
Oh.
Yeah. The John Smith stage. That's the best bit about this, I think, John Smith's. Red card. Ooh, exciting.
They moved all the good games to Sunday.
Pretty much, yeah. That's a good goal, though. Oh, and it was a good goal. Just reading my mind. Yeah, goal of the month, easily.
I haven't seen this one. Go Maybe on.
What the fuck have you been doing this week? Yeah, goalkeeper, absolutely. Well, Ben Foster. Left no chance whatsoever. Great goal. Top bins. Para, his name. He's got a bit before that as well. Van La Para.
Van La Para. 44 minutes.
Yeah, it was a sweet strike. It was, yeah, he meant every little bit of that.
And just over 10 minutes later, they get a man sent off.
See the rest of the game out. Half hour with 10 men, and they still managed to pick up the win. Good, good effort.
Bit up and down, didn't they, Huddersfield?
Didn't miss a penalty.
Really? Huddersfield.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no, no. I'll take that back. Oh, he was looking for... Sorry. He was looking for a penalty, and I thought it was a dive. Did he save it? Did they miss a penalty?
Sorry. Yeah, Schindler was two bookable offences for a 57th minute.
One in the first half, one in the second half. Always tight roping.
Yeah, then West Brom went on the offensive, bringing on Rondon, McLean as well, and Phillips.
Oh, yeah, McLean. Oh, that was a naughty challenge he had. He got it.
He is a bit loose with his challenge, isn't he?
He's a little bit aggressive. Silly, yeah. 95th minute, got booked for that against old Tom Ince.
He's a bit aggressive.
Silly one. I don't think we can go away from this game without mentioning Huddersfield's goalkeeper, Lossell.
Okay, what did he do?
Well, he didn't score. So what's the opposite of scoring? Saving.
Yeah, what did he do?
Two quality saves. One sharply down to his right, and then minutes later, exactly the same shot down to his left. Strong hands, turned them both away. Fantastic. Kept getting, well, 1 and 3 points with those two saves easily.
Strong start to the season for Huddersfield now, and yeah, we're getting into the thick of it now.
Yeah, I do hope they can keep it up, because like I say, I don't think they're going to be one of those too good to be going down, but
they're always going to be in amongst that lot, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of teams in that bracket, I think, but no.
They're organised, just like, well, all the teams that have come up are really organised,
really good.
They?
Yeah.
There isn't a bad
it's
team
just Crystal Palace
them.
Have taken it.
Yeah, it's teams from last year. They just haven't progressed, have they?
No. Huddersfield climbed to 10th.
Well, Palace haven't really... We're going back to Palace, but they haven't really got back to it since Sam Allardyce left them. Just turned around and said he was retiring.
Yeah, they've had a couple, didn't they? I mean, they beat Chelsea.
He done that to Sunderland as well, didn't he, Big Sam?
What, killed him?
No, he left just before the beginning of the season for the England job. Didn't he?
Yeah.
And then he goes and does it to Palace as well. He says, oh, no, I'm going to retire.
I don't blame him. He's obviously got a crystal ball and he can see what's going to happen.
He just wanted the Everton job.
I don't see that.
He wants a team with money, doesn't he?
I don't see that happening. Yeah, they spent it all, though.
Well, I still think there's a bit more there because...
You reckon?
They got new owners as well, haven't they, Everton? And they got a bit to burn.
Bit to burn.
New stadium on the horizon as well.
That's a lot to burn.
Yeah. Well, Huddersfield, I think they'll probably add a few in January.
You reckon? I don't think they've got the money to. I don't think they've got the pool of the big time yet.
The players they've added, though, I think they've added value to their squad.
Yeah. I mean,
Ince and Moy.
Oh, yeah. Mui.
Kachunga.
Chubba chubba.
It's not a lollipop.
Easy. No, I like Tom Ince. I think we've said it before, he's sort of still in his old man's shadow a bit, but...
Different type of player.
They're Gavner,
though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, completely different. Completely. Absolutely. I don't think his old man could run. He just used to stand there and kick people.
But the team they've got to worry out of these two, really, is West Brom, isn't it?
And, are we going to start on Pulis? Oh, it's not Pulis, is it?
Tony Pulis.
Oh, it's Pulis, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to start on him now. Brilliant. Usually...
Now Sparky's safe. Oh, Mark Hughes is safe and out of the water.
Obviously, he heard what we were saying and he's picked up
on board.
Bit,
yeah. Oh, yeah, Pulis, if you're listening, Martin thinks you're a dick, you need to sort your shit out.
Why did you do that?
Oh, I'd love to see an email come from him because he'd have a hat on and a pair of trainers.
I think they're the ones. They're being dragged down into a dogfight now, and they're usually quite strong set piece team, aren't they? But not really.
It's
going
to start to happen soon. I think once we get to January, you're going to see a big difference between the tops and the bottoms. I don't think there's going to be much of a middle ground this year. I think from probably
bigger divide than the normal.
Yeah, I reckon if you look at it, I reckon from eighth or ninth place down, it'll be a bit of a struggle. I just got breaking news come through on my phone.
What, gone?
Slaven Bilic. I expected to be sacked.
He expected, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised, mate.
He did hear it on Sky first, though, didn't he?
Oh, dear. After West Ham poor starting it to a crucial season.
Yeah, they got the breaking news on the Sunday supplement yesterday, didn't they? While they were interviewing Di Matteo. And it was Sky Sources. It didn't come from the board. And they said that Sky Sources are usually
pretty decent.
Pretty spot on.
They've got someone in the boardroom.
Yeah. And then with that, he's off.
He's gone. I think that was inevitable, wasn't it? He kind of... He clung in there with a couple of decent results, but...
It's quite a few managers gone this season now, isn't it? Is that four?
Yes.
It's number four.
Four.
Could we see number five with Pulis?
Oh, my God.
Manager watch.
Oh, So it's not Hughes now, it's Pulis.
Yeah, we're going with Pulis now.
Right, until we get an email from him, yeah, Pulis, you're on our radar.
Yeah, he's been dragged into that bottom set, hasn't he?
No, he's safe as well. I'll tell you, Nick, I don't think anyone else is going to get sacked.
He's one of the most straight-talking managers you meet, though. He won't.
Oh, yeah,
he ain't going to. On telly,
no,
he
won't butter anything up.
No.
Who's going to get... I don't... Conte of Chelsea.
Yeah, there's always a risk at Chelsea, though, isn't it? Like, Philip Neville and Carragher said yesterday, then it's a volatile club. Yeah. There's always a risk of one of them.
I think that's got a lot to do with Abramovich. But let's not talk about Chelsea. We've still got a couple more games to go through yet.
Go on, you're skipping ahead.
Yeah, I'm putting
go
it
on.
Off.
What's the next exciting game?
This is a good game.
Go on.
Well, it depends who you support, I suppose. West Ham, Liverpool.
West Ham. Do you like a beer, Dan?
I do like a beer, Martin.
Do you? Yeah, do you like craft beer?
I am growing more lovingly towards a craft beer.
Yeah, I think we've started to go off the old traditional lagers, haven't we? Yeah, the old chemicals. There's a company called Beer 52. You heard of them?
I believe they sponsor this show.
Do they?
Yes.
Really? Wow. Yeah, they've kindly given us, our listeners, a promo code.
For?
Free case of beer.
Can I use this code?
No. Ugh. All you've got to do is pay $5.95 for the delivery. A free case of beer.
That's eight craft beers.
Eight craft beers.
For
a snack.
£6. And a snack. The snacks were good.
And the magazine's a good read. Ferment magazine.
Nice.
Great read.
For the price of a delivery.
Yep, $5.95 using the promo code PUBFOOTBALL at checkout.
At checkout. Wow.
Bargain.
Good beers as well.
Nice beers, weren't they?
It's a lot of nice beer in there.
What was your favourite?
I want to. Was it Brixton Brewery?
Brixton Brewery.
Yeah,
nice
the breakfast
one.
Beer. Lemony Zest one.
What was the Bale one?
Bale
Ale?
Yeah, Bale Ale.
Yeah.
Was it a chocolatey one? Chocolatey ale?
There was a chocolate stout one in there as well. It was really nice, wasn't it?
Some really nice beers. Beer52.com.
Beer52.com. Pub football at checkout. Get your free case now.
$5.95. Shipping.
Bargain.
Lovely, Alan. Or Martin. Holy mother of... Yeah. Where do you start with this? So many bad points in this game.
Defending was piss poor from West Ham, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't even that, because you can't call it defending.
There were no defenders.
It was embarrassing. Absolutely. Just...
Salah just ripped into pieces, didn't he?
He didn't even have to try. He literally stood for their second goal. I'm sure it was his second. He was just literally stood in the box by himself. And you think, I don't care if you aim on the counter attack or not, someone just go with a runner. Just pick him up. But no, let's just stand there and let him do his thing. But give him his due, he has scored good goals. 12 in all competitions for Salah this season.
Yeah, he's done well.
Looks like a different kettle of fish than he was when he was at Chelsea.
Yeah, different type of player.
I think there was
at Chelsea. He was used as just a wide man when he...
Yeah, I think there was a lot of talk saying, is he going to represent? Was he going to create the same sort of chances for himself and create for others what he was doing at Roma last season at Liverpool? I think the answer is yes. They've still got Coutinho to come back into that mix.
Yeah,
and they still managed to score four without him.
What that be then? Salah one side, Coutinho in the middle, and Mane on the other.
Supporting Firmino.
Yeah, Mane literally, was good in this as well, wasn't he?
They could literally just go Sunday League style on them and go, yeah, we'll just score one more than you. But that didn't work from last time they had when Suarez was up front, did it? But never mind.
I mean, Suarez would have loved to play in this play.
Jesus
this
Christ,
team, he?
Suarez would have an absolute... He would score four a game.
They sort out their bet four. Not bad side, are they?
And a goalkeeper. So I've got a fly attacking me. I'm still not convinced at all with their defending or their goalkeeper.
No, I mean, they leaked one in this one, and it was a good goal from Lanzini.
Lanzini, he should have had a second.
He's a good player, isn't he, Lanzini? I like him. Joe Cole.
Yeah, they're going to have to. They'll have to do a lot to keep hold of him. I think he's not in the same class as what's his face, Payet.
No, different type of player to Payet. Yeah. Though Payet was more like Mahrez, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's still. And Mahrez is a lot like Hazard, and Hazard is a lot like
similar type
God,
of player.
Talk
isn't he?
About going around the bushes.
I think Lanzini is a lot like Coutinho, so he needs bigger players around him.
Yeah, to do the heavy work and let him just get on with his work.
He's sort of got that with Noble, but
Noble, he
started to lose it a bit now, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's not a player. He was never a world beater, but he's. I was talking to my mate from Oz, and he was saying that he's. Do you know what I mean? He's a little bit past it now, but he's the only player. You kind of look at that team now. You look at any of the Premier League teams. He's the only. Born and bred passion player. Do you know what I mean? You talk like your Gary Nevilles. Do you know what I mean? The players that are real play for the club and not just their pay packet.
He went for a 3-4-3 in that, using Fernandes and Cresswell as wing backs, so forcing a back five again.
Yeah, but
that leaves only Noble and Aubameyang in the middle. Lanzini sort of drops in, but he's not the physical presence that you need there, is he, really?
No, not at all.
You need two Aubameyangs in there, don't you?
they need two, 12. Two you're, big saying blokes. That, you're saying that they need 12 players. Oh, breaking news. David Moyes to be confirmed as West Ham's new manager on Tuesday. Sky Sports understands.
They must have waited for us to talk about West Ham.
How did they know?
Yeah, it's the camera in the corner watching us, isn't it? That's what it is.
Weird.
Yeah.
But
I think that, well, they're saying that he will shake them up a bit, and they probably need that on the training pitch. They sound lazy. They don't do as much running as there was a stat about the running. How much running everyone does.
You're going to have my Motti coat?
No, I'm not, because I didn't actually look at that. I'm regurgitating what other people were saying.
No, it's a bit of word porn.
And they're saying that they don't run as much as the other teams. They think they're bottom of the league for running.
I did hear this, actually, on Match of the Day. But I've always thought, brilliant.
Well, you don't need to do as much running. If you do make the ball do the work, don't you? That's going on a T-shirt.
Make the ball do the work. Quote our football manager from 20 years ago. Make the ball do the work. Brilliant. But no,
But they're not making the ball do the work.
They're not doing any work. No. But looking at Joe Hart, he just fucked me off in this game. I know, again, he's on loan and blah, blah, blah. But
He's looking at the team in front of him, isn't he? And he's thinking...
Well, he's laughing.
He's going, what the fuck have I done? He's got a club to go back to. None of these lot have.
No, but he was literally... I think it was Liverpool's third goal. 53 seconds or 57 seconds after West Ham got their goal.
Yeah.
Oxlade-Chamberlain, he's had one shot. Joe Hart saved it. Had the second shot and it's gone in the back of the net. There's still bubbles blowing around the pitch from the celebration from before. And there's Joe Hart chuckling to himself on the floor. No goalkeeper should be chuckling if he's just conceded a fucking goal. I don't agree with that. Whether you're on loan, or I don't know what he saw was funny of that, but that I think that's sort of, that's just his mindset. I'm not saying he don't give a flying, but it's certainly starting to come across that he don't.
No, his heart isn't in it, is he?
Hey, playing on words, I see what you've done there.
If this was his full-time club, I think it'd be different. I think with West Ham boy,
he ain't going to have a fucking full-time club if he keeps playing like this.
No, I think you end up back at Italy. I think he's preferred out there. No one talks about him.
No one knows him. He ain't going to Russia. Oh, no, he will go to Russia.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like you said, if Pope outperforms him like they were, if Burnley end up in that top six position or top half, I'd rather take a goalkeeper in form than someone who's
season.
Who's going to have a negative impact on the whole squad, isn't he? It's just going to bring him down.
But he's been around the squad long enough now to be, well, he's a senior man at England, isn't he?
You need West Ham to pick themselves up because he is a good goalkeeper, isn't he? And you've got Cresswell as well that, really, he should be in that England team. If he's not performing for West Ham, he shouldn't go to Russia.
Well, this is it. They should pick players on performances. I've always said, if you turned up a Championship club and gone, right, top scorer, or you're playing 9 out of 10 every week, is an England shirt, you watch the performance that fucker puts in. Compared to someone that goes, oh, I deserve it because I play for the Arsenals, your Chelsea's, your Man United's.
I don't think Southgate will be picking players like that anymore.
I don't think he should either. And based on that, I don't think he's going to pick Vardy. That was harsh.
No, he won't. There's better strikers around him.
Tammy Abraham.
Performing ones, you know.
Rashford, Kane.
Yeah. If you're scoring well, you're scoring goals. That's all you want in your team, isn't there?
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Talk about formation. Look at Liverpool's formation in that. 2-2-2-4. 4-2-2-2.
Brilliant.
Look at that.
Oxlade-Chamberlain gets his chance. He plays in the middle.
Yeah.
And scores a goal. He's
playing four at the back. Then he's got Wijnaldum and Kane in front of the defence. Then he's got Mane and Oxlade-Chamberlain in front of them. And then you've got Salah and Firmino in front of them. No wide players.
They're all wide players. He's got
he's pushing
him
in the middle.
That's
a football manager formation, that.
Cheap.
Eh?
So is he just merely be the opposition and you move all the players out wide and you just play down the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's tricked Bilic there, isn't he? He's looked at the team sheet and thought, oh, look.
He's,
no
he's looked at the team sheet and gone, oh, I'm playing West Ham, we're sweet here. Do whatever I want.
He's going to force them down the middle, aren't they? Nope.
No. Brilliant. All right, let's move on to Sunday, shall we?
Didn't talk about Liverpool.
Scored four goals. Smashing on the counter-attack. Centre-back pops up with a goal.
It was just a poor...
West Ham beat themselves.
Yeah, it's just poor West Ham.
I mean, Liverpool played their part. Do you know what I mean? They had to beat it.
There's notable players in the West Ham team. Ayew,
close. Yeah.
Hernandez, he done well.
Yeah,
Lanzini done well.
They're players that you look at.
But that's your front three.
They could probably make a profit on all three of them come January.
Yeah.
If they wanted to.
I looked earlier and Lanzini, they bought him on loan off of a loan deal last year. So he's been at West Ham for a couple of seasons now.
Okay.
It's the first season I've heard of him though.
Really? I think he started making a few little ripples, a few waves last season, but...
It's a team that should be doing a lot better than it is, isn't it? And I don't think David Moyes is the guy to do it.
Good luck to him. The lad at work says he's going to become a yid now.
Oh, what, a West Ham fan?
Yeah, I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, he said if David Moyes takes over, then he's going to become a yiddo. That's a big call. And he walked out at half-time. He had tickets on Saturday.
Oh, dear.
He went up and left at half-time. He said it was that bad.
Brought Arnautovic on. Andy Carroll on, Sacco. Why'd you bring him? He's a defender.
Not that Sacco.
Differences. Okay. Well, right, moving on.
Moving on. Yeah. Sunday. Get Tottenham out of the way. They were shit.
1-0 this one, wasn't it?
Yeah, poor performance apparently.
Tottenham Palace. It comes off a European win.
Triumph.
Yeah. West, Real Madrid beating 3-1.
Yeah. I don't think we could get through that without mentioning European football, but Tottenham were. No, I watched the Tottenham game. I watched it all. And for as much as Tottenham were good for their money, Real Madrid were shit. They were poor. It's one of the worst games I've seen Real Madrid play.
Well, it's like Chelsea at Roma, though, wasn't it?
I didn't watch it.
They just didn't turn up.
Honestly, Real Madrid were just... They were awful. And Tottenham,
funny, they come back and won yesterday as well, though, didn't they? Real Madrid, 3-0.
Did they?
Against Las Palmas, so...
Given.
Come back and won, though. It just shows they weren't into that game.
No, they weren't. They were... I don't know, man. They just didn't show up. I mean,
don't think it was the intimidating Wembley Stadium that had done it.
Oh yeah, the Wembley hoodoo.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, if I was a Tottenham fan, I would have looked at that game and I'd gone, oh, Crystal Palace at home, at least 4 goals minimum. And you have to wait until the second half, midway second half, for Sun to pop up with a goal.
The Real Madrid game, the English guys just turned up, didn't they? Really? Winks.
Winks had a fucking stormer.
Three of them, didn't they?
Yeah, Winks got man of the match, I think. Ali popped out with a couple of good goals.
They started to play Sanchez now at the back, and they played him in the Palace game.
Yeah, he seems pretty set in there now. He does well.
And Gazzaniga, he played against Palace, wasn't it? Something like 600. Odd days since he's last paid or something.
Paid or played?
Played.
Pronounce it right. I don't know. We come from Southampton, didn't we? We mentioned him in the previous podcast. Mm. But he got man of the match.
Yeah.
Good saves, Gazza.
First game in like 2 years.
That's mad, isn't it?
Done all right.
Yeah, he's getting man of the match after Michel Vorm picks up an injury.
Their team, though, it is awesome, isn't it? Harry Kane, Son, you've got Danny Rose and Oya. Right, up the wings, and
he's keeping Christian. Trippier out, though. Is he better than Trippier?
Well, he's worth a bit more than Trippier, isn't he?
That ain't the point. That's not my argument.
Christian Eriksen and Sissoko.
Yeah.
Sissoko's a good player, but Christian Eriksen is different class, isn't he? I mean, Barcelona are sniffing.
Yeah, it's a weird one that you think almost. Do you know what I mean? If you put Eriksen into another club that have got the history, like United, you put him at United, you put him at Chelsea, you put him, maybe, I would say Man City, but they ain't got no history.
Arsenal, Liverpool.
Yeah, he would be rated as one of the world's best, but because he's at Tottenham and they ain't won anything, and they're not likely to, he'll just be big player for a club. It's unfortunate. I'd like to see what he could do at the bigger stages, bigger clubs.
Every Premier League club has had a chance to buy him, though. He was at Ajax, wasn't he?
Well, yeah.
And they picked him up for years. Everyone was saying, pick him up, and no one took a chance on him, really. It wasn't until Tottenham sold Bale. He was part of that. He was the only surviving member from the sale of Bale now, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It was 5 players they bought, wasn't it? He's the last one left.
Oh, yeah, turns out to be the only decent one they bought him, wasn't it? Wasted the rest of the £90 million.
Pochettino as well, he's the only one willing to risk youth, isn't he? English youth at that. Seems to be.
With the exception of Mourinho, yeah.
Why you just not? Look at Harry Winks and,
yeah,
and what Harry he's Winks, done.
He's doing well. Dele Alli again, you've got to remember he's still only 21, isn't he, or something?
Yeah.
But, no.
It's Sheerwood who turned around and said that he's the one who brought Kane through. But I think it's Pochettino that's turned him into a different animal.
I don't think anyone can take credit for Kane except for himself, because he's just worked his tits to the ground, that lad. Gone out on loan, come back, proven what hard work can achieve. All you young listeners out there that shouldn't be listening, because I've got a dirty mouth.
Palace, then, unlucky, aren't they? Really?
Yeah. You should have taken
advantage of that European...
What's the capacity at Wembley?
It's 90.
But they can only manage to get 65.
They've got limited capacity, haven't they? I think they're allowed 90 for European games, but they're only allowed like 80-odd thousand for...
Even still, that's 15,000 people short. That's shocking.
Was to see Palace.
I don't care. It's Tottenham.
Looking at the Palace team, though, it's not...
Go on, sorry.
The Palace team ain't bad, though, is it? You look at it.
We said this the other week, didn't we? Loftus-Cheek, we've got a call-up.
Yeah. Kabay.
Kabay, PSG. Zaha, yeah. Townsend. Still not playing a front man.
Well, they're still waiting for Benteke to come back.
Is he not back yet?
I think Roy Hodgson's heart would be a little bit out once he's back.
I think that's just old age. But nice mouth-watering London derby when we come back from international slumber with Arsenal away.
Arsenal-Tottenham.
For Tottenham. Ooh. I think that is lunchtime kickoff as well.
Not the game it used to be, though, is it, really? Was the tide turned, didn't it? Yeah. And now it's a...
Well, no, it comes down to it's no longer... There's no longer those the homegrown boys that make it a passionate game.
No. Harry Kane...
No,
he knows what it's about.
Yeah, but he's not the sort of player that would react to it, is he? He's... No, when you just think of the Man United Liverpool rivalries, there used to be big red cards flying everywhere, bookings flying everywhere. Arsenal Tottenham used to be proper heated as well, and you don't get that now. Which
I think when they lost Fabregas, wasn't it, Arsenal, after he was the last of their sort of fiery,
yeah, individuals. Fiery characters. Yeah,
they could have it again, but they're not. Likely to push for anything this year. I mean, Dele Alli, maybe FA Cup again, but
I think you'll wind up Dele Alli. You'll get a response out of him.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to wind him up, does it?
No, not at all. And Crystal Palace travel to Everton, but we'll probably talk about that later.
Yeah. What's next then? Is it
Man City Arsenal?
It's a good game, this one, wasn't it?
Oh, they're devastated. I hate it. I hate to have to say it week in, week out, but City are devastating.
Just not seeing a team like it in the Premier League.
Not for years, no. Just the pace that they counter-attack teams on is just insane.
It's like watching Barcelona, isn't it?
It is scary. Honestly, out of nothing, they just conjure up a counter-attack. You've got Sane bursting his bollocks one side, Sterling running like Velma from Scooby-Doo on the other side. You've got Kyle Walker trying to overtake the pair of them because apparently he's quicker. And they didn't score at the end of that attack either. But
no. Did you see Silva just walk with the ball in a big circle?
Just walks around the pitch by himself.
Yeah.
No one trying to tackle.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Embarrassing. He had a good game, to be fair, Silva.
Man of the match, really.
Yeah, Silva. I think he did get man of the match. You look at that, six bookings for Arsenal. That just shows frustration.
I think that's the difference for City this year as well, other than the goalkeeper, is they're keeping their discipline.
Oh, Mendy.
Last year, how many times Fernandinho got sent off? It was about three or four times, wasn't it, last year? Big key games.
Yeah.
Lost their head in quite a few of them this year. Quite a calm team, isn't it?
They're nailed on. They just go out. They are devastating, though.
And De Bruyne is not the same player because he's dropping in deeper. And did you see the interview with Jamie Redknapp? He done.
Beforehand?
Yeah.
No.
No, he done how he's changed his game. He's changed his game a bit, and he's not. Whereas last season he was up front, this year he's playing deep. He's playing like a deep playmaker role.
Okay,
so he's coming back, picking the ball up from deep, and then he's spraying it forward.
After his goal, I thought he went a bit quiet, but I thought he went off the boil a bit compared to previous games. But even De Bruyne off the boil is still better than 90% of the players out there when they're on full class.
Yeah.
This season, he has just been. I think Arsenal defenders deserve a bit of credit there because they cut out a lot of through balls that would have, if they had come off, they would have been absolutely ingenious and magical. But they didn't get past them.
Guardiola's not copying anyone this year. He's gone with a 4-3-3, isn't he?
He stuck as to well. It. Yeah,
and he's Fernandinho. He's not getting as forward as much. He's dropping just in deeper.
More of an anchor man now, isn't he?
In front of Stones and Otamendi.
Yeah,
and you've got Delph as well. He's not playing a wing-back role, is he? He's cutting in as more of a left defensive midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah, he's sort of created his own little thing there, isn't he?
I think you could see Kyle Walker and Delph being the starters, could be, for Russia, in Russia.
You're being an idiot.
Or
Delph is not getting on that plane. Ashley Young's going to fucking play ahead of Delph. That's insane. But the thing that annoyed me with Wenger, I think he set up a bit Mourinho-esque. He didn't really... I don't know if he planned to score a goal because I don't see Sanchez as a striker. I see Alexis Sanchez as a bit of a wink. And he set up with... And then, well, he proves that theory, right? Where he brings on Lacazette and he goes and fucking scores a goal.
Yeah. For me, I would have gone Sanchez one side, Lacazette the other side, and then Giroud
in the middle. Yeah, because there's no way I'd play fucking Ozil, because that bloke is an absolute bore of money.
Those three up top would have bullied Stones and Otamendi.
Yeah, and after last week, would have forced him into an error.
Yeah, and Reyes wasn't. He was brave in this game as well, wasn't he?
Yes,
but I don't think he would have dealt with those three.
No, at all. But
it was an opportunity really for Arsenal to show their weaknesses, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, this is what I was saying about goalkeeping and concentration. Old Edison let one go through his hands.
Yeah.
Kicked straight down his throat, spills it. But then it was his attitude.
Was that the one where Ramsey knocked him into the net?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just his blasé approach afterwards. He kind of turned around and started. Bearing in mind, he's dropped the ball in his 6-yard box. He's turned around casually, gone to pick it up with no oomph or gone, "Oh, I've made a mistake, I'll atone for it." He's just kind of turned around, walked after the ball. And fair play to him. He kept the ball out of the net. I think he threw it away. But he still got bundled over. Foul, doesn't matter. De Bruyne's goal, for a left footer to score across the goal like that, one, takes some technique, because he struck it as if he was right footed. But secondly, I think a few of the pundits were a bit harsh. I don't know if they were a bit harsh, but they were saying that maybe Cech should have done better with it.
Yeah, well, I think he was.
I think he's past it now. I think.
Well, they said that he's not a great goalkeeper anymore, is he? He's a good goalkeeper. Yeah. He's just a good Premiership keeper. He's not what he used to be.
Now. I think that's fair. Jesus picks up a goal, and Aguero cements himself in folklore history with his penalty. Well dispatched. Yeah. Couldn't have stuck that any closer to the post because he took the paint off of it.
In after Arsenal scored their goal, though, I thought, yeah, we've got a game here, haven't we?
Oh, they could have.
Arsenal could have come back in. And
it was funny because I think even late on, after Jesus' goal, however you want to pronounce his name, went in, you saw them defending from the front with five players shutting down like Otamendi and Stones, and you think
they're up for it, weren't they?
Yeah, you do that from the first whistle, you're in for a shout. But and then there you go,
Jesus' goal then
killed it off.
Well, Arsenal turned off. Okay. Play the whistle, didn't you?
Well, exactly. Yeah,
play the whistle.
It was offside, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jackie caught. He called it. He put his hand up or whatever. Defenders stopped and didn't follow him.
Yeah, he was offside though. Yeah. Well,
whether he was or not.
Yeah, no, you played a whistle, Silver, so I was trying to catch up on the head.
Silver looked across the line as well, and he didn't hear the whistle, so he carried on.
No, exactly.
Played it across, and it was a tapping.
Yeah,
Silver even turned off though, didn't he?
Yeah, Silver couldn't believe that he weren't offside.
No. But a goal's a goal, isn't it?
Goal's a goal. 3-1.
You play the whistle. Always basic stuff, isn't it?
Stroll on.
That's what Wenger's got to be annoyed with. Not the fact it wasn't offside. He's got to be more annoyed with his defenders, isn't he?
Just turning off. Experience. Just setup, but experience should have been dealt with. Everton Watford.
Good game.
Can't believe this one went on the telly.
Well, I preferred the other one, to be honest. But
City Arsenal as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was watching the Man United Chelsea game.
Oh, yeah.
And then it flashed up, more trouble for Everton.
Yeah, I saw.
2-0 down.
2-0 down, weren't they? But.
And then within minutes, 2-1.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, ended up 3-2, didn't it?
3-2. 91st minute penalty for Leighton Baines. But then it could have all changed again. And Watford go and fluff it with, why is Tom Cleverley taking a penalty in the 98th minute or whatever? Like I said, I didn't see this game, but I want to know where on earth 12 minutes of injury time comes from.
There's been a lot of injury time in the Premier League this year, isn't there?
12 minutes, though?
Yeah, that's the highest this year.
That's ridiculous. But yeah, Tom Cleverley taking penalties.
No, I mean, Watford are at a cancer, weren't they, at 2-0?
Oh, yeah, they should have seen that out.
Richarlison. 46 minutes. He scored the first, 64th minute, they scored again, and should have wrapped it up there. They're going downhill, aren't they?
That quickly.
I think his head's been turned, isn't it, Silva?
I think his name's been mentioned a couple of times, isn't it?
Head's been turned, and they've all gone off the boil a bit. They are sliding down the table.
Quickly. After such a positive start.
I mean, Burnley are above them now, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, great yeah. result for Everton. Unsworth.
Well, they needed it, didn't they?
Taking them out the bottom three.
Niasse pops up.
Niasse.
Yeah, he scores another goal.
Yeah, straight after Cabales.
Not as quick as West Ham Liverpool goals, but yeah.
Calvert-Lewin. Calvert-Lewin. 74th minute.
Plain.
Probably not. Could be, though.
You don't reckon?
No, it could be.
Leighton Baines.
No.
Plain.
No. He'd shout for his goal on the plane, didn't they, really?
What? Air stewardess?
Yeah.
Trolley.
Always needs a Baines, isn't he?
Trolley dolly. But you can trust him with set pieces, can't you? 91st minute, I'll probably give it... Oh, mind you, was Rooney not on the pitch for that then? Rooney not on?
No, he's taken off.
16th minute, I would have thought Rooney would have been on, but...
Lookman come on for him, didn't he? I like him.
Lookman, saw him at Charlton. He was absolutely quality. He was above and beyond.
Oh, Calvert-Lewin come on for Rooney, 67th minute. So after Niasse's goal...
So hold on, Calvert-Lewin come on in the 67th minute and scored.
Niasse scored. Yeah,
fair play.
Good substitution.
Impact. Love that.
Show what Rooney was doing. It's funny that take him off and Everton win.
Coinky dink. But yeah. No, Lookman playing. I don't know. No, he's not played enough. Take that. Scrap that. Edit.
No.
Edit. Are we going to do this?
Well, they out the bottom three now, aren't they?
Literally, with the exception of two places below him, it can only get better.
Setting it up nice for a new manager now, though, wouldn't it? You know, there's probably a bit of a buzz around the place.
They're not getting Allardyce. Unsworth will get the job.
I think they need someone a bit more high profile.
They'll give it to Unsworth. They're not brave enough. They're not a brave enough club.
It needs someone who can handle youth players. He is that, isn't he? Because he was youth team manager.
Yeah. They took a gamble with Koeman and...
He's playing youth players, isn't he? Unsworth. He's starting them and he's bringing them off.
No, fair enough. Right.
The big one.
The smile on your face. Jesus. Talk about a happy birthday.
Well, the midweek games weren't so much. The Champions League one. After a 3-0 defeat to Roma.
United beat Benfica.
Yeah, with Chelsea's defending, it was... You wouldn't even see that in a playground.
That was pretty shocking.
Yeah. You sent us the picture.
Yeah, that was a good picture.
Three defenders going towards one player. It was and that's FIFA, their back line as well.
FIFA-esque, wasn't it?
But playground football.
Go on, then. I'll let you lead the way on this one, mate. As it was your birthday.
Where should I start, then?
I don't know. It was about 4:30, wasn't it? And I think it was about... 25-5, we realised that there was only going to be one winner out of that game.
Well, Chelsea just bullied United, didn't they? Really?
Yeah.
Every way possible. Jones.
I think Jones was lucky to get away with that. I don't think that's a foul.
Goal?
Yeah, I think that's a fucking great finish, though.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Off the toe.
Left De Gea rooted. But no, I don't see that as a foul.
Nah. He was proper bullied, wasn't it? Jones in that game.
Yeah.
He was targeted, he must have been.
I think he...
Bakayoko was all over him.
Bakayoko should have had two before the half hour mark.
Yeah. What I saw with Bakayoko was he was pushing beyond.
Except for
Morata.
His hair.
His sheep hair, yeah.
He looks like a tit, doesn't he?
He was pushing beyond Morata.
Oh, really?
So Morata, he was the one sprinting past him, the nod on to go on.
Yeah.
Different class. Like, he just turned up. Like the last game, he was lost.
Yeah, he's starting to find his feet in the Premier. We said this, didn't we?
Yeah.
I said it. I said he needs to do more before I can comment on him. But
Kante was back as well.
Makes a huge difference. Yeah.
It allowed Bakayoko. He didn't have to be as defensive.
That's what Matic does to our Pogba. Do you know what I mean?
But
we didn't have Pogba. We lost.
Missed him. I felt it was a strange lineup from Mourinho. In that,
I think because he's had so much criticism over the last couple of weeks of being so defence minded, he's gone with two up top again. Rashford should have opened. He closed his eyes. I know Courtois a big old lump, but you've still got to try and stick that ball in the net.
Yeah, you can't close your eyes at that level, can you?
No. But there you go, Morata's goal though. That I can't take that away. That's a fantastic ball. Nearly swore. It was a great ball
from
Dave Aspilicueta.
He wasn't even playing wing back, he was playing right centre back.
Centre half. And then he's whipped that, and that's gone in. That's an absolute peach across. And an even better header. Absolutely faultless.
Good goal. Lukaku missing in this one as well, wasn't he?
Again.
Wasn't playing centre forward. He was playing in the corners, wasn't he?
I don't care where he's playing. He hasn't scored in 7 games.
For a striker like him, he needs to be in the box all the time. Let Rashford do the running on the wings and stuff. You don't want Rashford in the box, you know, getting on headers. You want Lukaku there, don't you?
Yeah, not scored in 7 now.
He's missing Pogba, isn't he? It's funny, he's not scored properly since Fingers.
Well, that's why Mourinho told Blind to take that penalty last week against Benfica.
Didn't trust him.
No, didn't trust him. He said he needs to work for it.
Yeah.
He says don't give him an easy goal.
Yeah.
Let him get back onto his form his own way. Which, do you know what I mean? That could go either way for a confidence player.
Mm.
But that's Mourinho.
He was doing it in his last game as well. It wasn't Benfica, it was the last Premier League game. It was Tottenham, wasn't it?
Mm.
1-0.
Yeah.
He set up the goal.
Exactly.
But he set up the goal from the corner. From the corner flag.
Yeah, roles reversed, isn't it?
It's not right, really. I think he should have gone with Lukaku up top and then Rashford and Martial either side.
Yeah, he's got to have the bottle to do that.
Chelsea then, playing 3 at the back.
And then drop in Mkhitaryan in between them.
Yeah.
Just have some bottle, mate.
Yeah. And play, just the way Conte Martial. Set up. Is,
he's never played Martial, Rashford and Lukaku at the same time. That is terrifying.
Yeah.
That is. Do you mean that's what a United fan would see? Put Mickey in behind him, put Mata in behind him and just do that. But until...
I think I would have gone for Mata behind those three rather than Mkhitaryan.
He's been quiet, Mickey. He started the season so well.
Yeah. It's the way Chelsea set up, though, it was all-out attack as well. Christensen done well on the ball as well. He's like the calmest defender I've seen at Chelsea in a long time.
Are you saying he smokes drugs?
No, just on the ball.
He's just that chilled.
He just get he dropped David Luiz drugs from the squad completely.
Yeah, that was a surprise. I think but he's just alive. Why he just loves a big occasion.
Yeah, I think it would have been a different game if he had played.
Yeah, because you'd have had 10 men.
Yeah, he might have got sent off. I mean, Herrera, I thought might have got sent off, and I thought Jones might have even got sent off in that game as well.
Yeah, he's. I don't know. I don't think Jones will even go to Russia.
No, he's not good enough. I mean, the way Bakayoko bullied him in the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to come up against France at one point, I imagine.
I doubt it. We ain't going to get out of the group.
Well,
that's for next week. All right, quick run through the fixtures for.
No.
I didn't see anything after the goal. I went out for a family do. I went to the fireworks.
You turned it off after it went 1-0.
Pretty much, I was out the door.
Yeah. Mourinho's point of view of the game was that it was an even game.
Well, the scoreline suggests otherwise, but right. What do you want me to say from that?
They didn't shake hands afterwards.
Do they not? They don't like each other, do they?
No, Conte went straight out on the pitch and went and congratulated all the players. I mean, you should do that anyway. But Mourinho, he kind of held back. They both didn't want to do it, you could tell. Like, Mourinho held back, looked across, waited him to walk off, and then went over to our dugout and shook their hands.
Oh, he's a bit of a dick, isn't he?
I don't know if that'll kickstart Chelsea season or not, but I think it'll certainly kick United up the arse a bit.
It leaves you 1 point behind us now, doesn't it?
That top six is really tight, isn't it? Apart from City.
Except for City, we're what, 8 points clear now?
9 behind Chelsea and 6 behind, 8 behind you.
Done, isn't it? You ain't going to catch them.
They dropped three. You know, three defeats, you're back up there, aren't you?
No one is. They ain't going to drop three. They ain't going to lose three games.
You're going to get a bundle of fixtures now. They're going to struggle.
No.
You don't think?
No. Give them the trophy now. Let's fight out for second, third, fourth, and fifth.
Do you think they can go unbeaten?
Yes.
Who did they drop points against? Was it West Ham? Or was it Huddersfield? It's a draw.
It was a draw.
2-1 or something.
Shit, who was it? Arsenal. No, that's bullshit. Oh, it doesn't tell me. It doesn't go far back. But it's just, they're just turnover teams. I can't I can't see them. One, dropping points, two, even losing.
No.
Which makes for a really sad podcast because I don't. They do look good even on the Champions League front.
Turned over Napoli 4-2. Napoli are
a good team this season, yeah.
I think they'll win their Italian league, but the.
Yeah, Juventus are struggling, but that's.
They're an Italian version of City, aren't they, really, Napoli? Mm. They've got money to chuck at it. And
oh, a lot of the Italian sides have been chucking money this season. But there you go. Have a quick look at the old fixtures when we come back from our international slumber.
Yep.
We've got Arsenal-Tottenham, lunchtime kickoff. I don't agree with big games at lunchtime, mainly because I'm working. Bournemouth-Huddersfield. Oh, my God. Bournemouth-Huddersfield. Burnley-Swansea. There you go, there's two draws.
Get your scorecards in now, people.
Yeah, Crystal Palace, Everton, Leicester City.
That's a big game for Palace, isn't it?
That is a big game. At home to Everton, still in transition. Well, yeah. Leicester City versus Man City, just to save confusion. Liverpool, Southampton. Oh, the feeder club versus the father club. Brilliant. West Brom, Chelsea, Man United, Newcastle, BT Sport, 5:30 kickoff.
Newcastle. United was always a good game to watch, wasn't it? Always loads of goals. And
I would love it.
But always a load of goals in that one, wasn't there, really?
Yeah, that's it. That is International Slumber Week returns 18th of November.
Yeah, so next week then we'll be probably rounding up international games then. And
having a look at them.
Looking ahead to Russia 18.
Should we do our own starting 11s as it stands now?
Yeah, we're discussing English. We'll do a full...
England breakdown.
Done. Who's going to Russia and who's not going to Russia?
At the moment.
Yeah.
Because that will change before the end of the season.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And then we can announce our summer podcast as well, can't we?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Bigger and better things when the weather's prettier.
Yeah. No,
I'm not even going to say warmer because I'm still wearing shorts to work. It's fantastic.
We can say it now. We are not going to Russia.
Well, not yet. We might get an invite.
We're not getting on the plane.
I ain't getting no plane. I don't know. We might. I mean, this is going well.
Hey?
This is going well. Someone might invite us.
Still not going to Russia.
Tom Cleverley's got a spare ticket.
I don't mind going to Ibiza.
Oh. Family holiday.
Yeah, well, that was episode 14 then of the Pub Football Podcast. I'm Martin.
Oh, I'm going to do this again. I'm Dan.
I'm going to edit that bit out.
Oh. Drink beer.
Sorry, it was a long one.
Watch football.
It was a good weekend, wasn't
it? He's never had to say that in his life.
What's that?
Sorry, it's a long one.
Oh, shut up.